In the name of Jesus, amen. The scripture for our meditation is the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 14. And in our text, Jesus does great and miraculous things. He heals the sick, and he feeds the hungry. This is not the last time that Jesus will do this, but at the start, he has gone off to a deserted place after the murder of John the Baptist. He wants some time alone, but there is little time for mourning because the crowds go after Jesus and they find him. They go by land, he goes by sea, and when he lands, he sees them. He sees their plight. He sees their afflictions, and he has compassion on them. He heals all their diseases. The hour is getting late, the place is remote, and the people are hungry. Chasing Jesus around the countryside and getting healed by him can work up a person's appetite. The disciples see the problem, and they have a suggestion. Jesus, send the people away so they may go and buy themselves something to eat. Jesus answers them with an imperative, you give them something to eat. There's only 5 loaves and 2 fish. That isn't enough. Bring them to me, Jesus says. The crowd is seated on the grass. Jesus gives thanks to God. In his hands, he takes the borrowed bread and fish and he breaks them. He hands them to his disciples to give to the people. The disciples are his instruments for giving, extensions of his hands, the serving ones. The people have a meal with Jesus, an open-air banquet. Ordinary food, but no ordinary host. They all eat and are satisfied. There's more than enough to go around, 12 baskets full of leftovers, and the Lord's gifts are not wasted. 5 loaves, 2 fish, a miracle, and a meal for a multitude. Pretty amazing. But don't try to figure it out. It's a miracle. There is multiplication going on here, but Jesus is beyond all mathematics. He has compassion, and he provides. Fish sandwiches. Simple, but necessary food. And in the hands of Jesus, they are gifts in overabundance. Out in this deserted place, Jesus gives people their daily bread and fish, food to meet their physical needs, food to give them strength. God has done this before. He has a history of providing food for his people in deserted places. He fed his people Israel bread from heaven in the wilderness for 40 years, and now Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, God in the flesh, feeds his people. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread, and he provides. Jesus did not come only to make sick people well again and give them bread to eat, but his task of saving his people from their sins also means that he cares for their physical needs. Jesus heals sinners. He breaks bread with sinners and he feeds them. They eat and they are satisfied, but after they pick up the pieces and go home, they are sinners still. And that's why Jesus' compassion does not end here. Jesus heals and feeds people on the way to saving them from their sins. He has come to have compassion, to show his love and concern for all people, but he is going to the cross. and there the multitudes will not follow him. There Jesus is alone, forsaken even by his Father, but even there Jesus has compassion. The hands that broke the bread and fish would be pierced by nails. The arms that reached out to give this food to others would be extended on the cross. Jesus had compassion unto death, and Jesus' resurrection from death means new life for us. And in this new life, Jesus still gives nourishment for our bodies and spirits today. The same Jesus who gave thanks, who broke bread and gave food to the crowds, is the same Jesus who comes to us, who has compassion on us, and feeds us. Jesus saw our plight and our afflictions, and he has had mercy on us. Compassion for our sickness of sin, healing for all our diseases. In bread and wine, he gives us body and blood, his own. Pretty amazing. Don't try to figure it out. It's a miracle. One body broken on the cross, one flesh and blood given into death for us, food from heaven. He is the giver of all good gifts. He is the gift himself. We eat and are satisfied. We have healing and nourishment. There is more than enough for all. And what we need most of all, forgiveness of sins, salvation, and life, these Jesus gives us more than we need in overflowing abundance, a heavenly banquet. Jesus is still compassionate today. He still cares for all our needs, and we are thankful. New crowds follow after Jesus today. New multitudes seeking him and what he has to give. We are in need of saving. We need healing and feeding, and so do they. The hour is late. The crowds are hungry. They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. Our Lord is compassionate, and he will provide. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen.